From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the High Court, is dead of natural causes at the age of 79. President Obama said he had a brilliant legal mind and that he influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students. Mr. Obama went on to say he would be fulfilling his constitutional responsibility and will nominate a replacement for Justice Scalia.
There will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor for Justice Scalia in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a turning point, and decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future. Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Secretary Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end to violence in Syria. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance had rekindled the Cold War. Stoltenberg said all of NATO's moves have been in direct response to Russian actions. This is VOA News. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. They were pulled from a flattened 17-story building in Tainan. Most of the 116 victims died in the collapsed building. The developer of the apartment building and two other men associated with the structure have been arrested on suspicion of negligent homicide. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar has said he will return to the country's capital, Juba, once his troops are in place to provide security. Marta Vanderwolf reporting now from Addis Ababa, where Machar held a news conference a day after South Sudan's president reappointed him as vice president.
South Sudan's warring parties signed a peace deal in August that called for a transitional government of national unity and a division of power between the government and the opposition. Implementation stalled and looked impossible after President Salva Kiir changed the political landscape by establishing 28 states, although the peace agreement is based on an understanding of 10 states. Machar said the issue of the number of states will be dealt with swiftly. Machar was previously vice president of South Sudan from independence in 2011 until July 2013, when President Kiir fired him and the rest of the cabinet. The political rift erupted into violence that December and has never entirely stopped despite multiple ceasefires. The conflict has displaced more than 2 million in an already poor and underdeveloped country. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Colombia's National Health Institute says the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia with the Zika virus has reached more than 31,500, among them more than 5,000 women who are pregnant. This is currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes microcephaly, a medical condition in which newborns' heads are smaller than normal because the brain has not developed properly or stopped growing. Dr. Thomas Frieden is head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control.
This is the latest in a series of unpredicted and unpredictable health threats. What is predictable, as you say exactly, is our need to improve systems to find, stop, and prevent health threats wherever they emerge.
The mosquito-borne Zika is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly in Brazil, with more than 4,300 suspected cases of birth defects. Pope Francis opened a long-anticipated visit to Mexico, demanding that the Mexican leaders provide true justice as well as security in a country racked by years of endemic drug violence, official corruption, and poverty. Drug violence in Mexico has claimed more than 100,000 lives, that is, in recent years. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.